What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I forgot to check my audio settings, you guys. What the fuck? It's like it's my first day. And nope, it's squirrely. One second. Oh my God, I was just talking forever thinking I fixed my sound and I had myself paused, you guys. Shit. So I don't even know where I'm at right now. we should just start over. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I hope you are subscribed so you never miss an episode. Tomorrow is officially Thanksgiving. I spent my day in the kitchen preparing for that. I'm super excited. I made a lot of good shit, you guys. And I've got turkeys marinating, always two for my big fam. I'm very excited. Great day in the kitchen. I don't know what I already said. I'm really frazzled right now. I should have just fucking started over, but it's fine. I've been super busy with my friend Sean. You guys got to hear us talk about the podcast, and we have this really awesome class coming up, you guys. And since I'm not going to be here tomorrow, I thought I would just fill you in now. Renewed Relationship Academy is $99 until Friday. Okay. Friday at midnight, it goes back to $129. You guys want to be in this group. Okay. And this is going to be something, you know, if you are just getting out of a relationship, maybe not ready to get into one, or maybe you're in one, you want to improve it or just enhance it. You guys are already having a great time. We want to enhance that. Whatever it is, we are here for all of that. Okay. We're going to work on what it is to improve your self-esteem, emotional understanding, compassion, discover the core of what the conflicts are in your relationship, learning how to fight fair, rebuilding trust, gaining new levels of emotional and physical intimacy, emotional maturity, learn how to communicate. Literally, we're going to teach you guys how to have the dream relationship, the perfect relationship for you. How can you have that now? Even if you don't have a partner, we're going to show you how to attract it. Even if you do have a partner, we're going to show you how to create it within the relationship that you currently have. So if you are struggling and you're starting to just hold all this resentment and all these things, you're not having a good time, or maybe, you know, you're tired of being single, or you're tired of the dating pool, or tired of who you attract, talk to me. Okay. $99. We want you to have skin in the game. You're going to get live training. We've got a live Q&A. So we're going to do real-time coaching. You're going to get homework. There's a lot of shit. Okay. Definitely. I would value this class at, I would charge 5 G's for this. Oh, easy peasy. And if you look at my website, like, my coaching isn't cheap. So getting into this for $99 is a steal of a deal. Okay. My friend Sean is killing it in the crushing industry. He is a viral sensation. He's killing it. Like, his influence is hard. It's great. He's done a really great job, and I'm excited that he lit a fire under my ass. I got new life, right? I'm finding my way back, getting grounded, all of these things. I'm super fucking excited. So I did have someone talk about in-laws last week. It was one of the topics. This relationship thing, I mean, we could talk for days. And today I really do want to talk about the relationship you have with yourself and how to enhance that. That's the key. But I do want to touch on the in-law situation, okay? Because I'm married and I have in-laws, and I know what their decisions have done to my kids. So this is my thing. If you and your husband got married and you have kids, you know, from a previous marriage or whatever, absolutely, he should be treating those kids like his kids and no different. 100%. That is one thing that has always stood out to me with Benjamin, is that from day one, he was ride or die for those babies. Okay. And the same goes, like, the entire family should treat them all the same. If my daughter gets married and her, you know, husband has kids, those are now my grandchildren. 1000%. No different than if, you know, they came from my daughter's womb or not. If she chooses to spend her life with a man, those are our babies too. That's it. There's no step bullshit. These are my kids and that's it. Okay. And I'm not talking about replacing parents. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, who are you in this home for these babies? I see that. I see, you know, unfortunately, there wasn't a relationship with my in-laws with my older kids. And even now they show up a few times for the younger ones. And it's just, we all have that little bit of like, ugh, you know, the older babies have resentment, and that sucks. It sucks because they, you know, we ideally got rejected as a whole. As a whole, our family totally rejected. And whatever that choice was, it doesn't matter. It's not our business, you know? People will always show you who they are, okay? And when they do, you have to believe them. I had a conversation with, you know, in-laws a while, you know, a few years ago, where I expressed like, you know, there was, because they're really nice people, you guys. I'm not trying to make them seem like they're terrible people. They're nice people. You know, and if we called them right now and asked for something, they would be there, right? Like that in a heartbeat, they would do that. But they never built a relationship. Everything is superficial. And honestly, it's exhausting because it's like fake stuff. It's just not real. Okay. It's very surface bullshit. There's no real relationship. They don't give a fuck about my kids. You know what I mean? Like, we're not on the family Christmas list, the cards, the, you know, oh yeah, all my grandkids are doing this, this, and this. Like, I'm fucking so proud of my kids. You know what I mean? And I mean, yeah, I want to shout it out to the world, everything that they're doing, but it's not the topic of conversation in family chats, right? They don't have, outside of my parents, you know, they don't have people celebrating them and being a part of this in a whole and showing up to their shit. And I mean, it just sucks. It sucks because now, you know, my kids are kind of cynical and it's going to be something that they have to grow through emotionally. So that's it. If you guys combine families, you are family. 100%. Okay. I get it. Divorce changes things. Divorce changes the dynamics. If you guys end up getting divorced, I would hope, you know, that things were left in a mature manner. And if the kids wanted to be a part of you, I would hope that you would honor and respect that. But as it stands, if you're combining households, so kind of part of the conversation that I had with the girl who wanted me to talk about this is that she does struggle because, you know, the new baby gets all the attention and the two older kids do not. And I've literally said stuff. That's kind of where I was going when I told you that if people show you who they are, believe them. I had the conversation of like, I know that if we called them, they'd be here in a heartbeat, but we don't want to just call when we need something. We want them to want to be a part of us. Okay. To want to be a part of us, to want to emotionally connect, to want to be involved in what is going on in my kids' lives, to want to be involved, you know. And I mean, marriage is hard, and we're out here just doing this damn thing. You know, marriage is hard, no matter who you are. You know, my husband's parents know what's hard. And I feel like we could use that village of people, right? There are times when we could use some solid ground, someone just to come in and say, hey, you know, I know it's fucking hard. You know, how are you guys doing? What do you need? Whatever. It's just a bunch of fake bullshit. And so seeing the heartbreak in my kids' faces, like they roll their eyes. It just sucks, man. It sucks. And especially like, you know, I said a long time ago, if it's not going to happen for all, it needs to happen for none. And since I had so many kids, I've always told everybody, like, don't worry about, you know, presents and stuff, because you can't show up with something for, you know, the blood grandchild and not the blessed grandchild, the chosen grandchild, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what you call it. But I'm all about that. Like, you can't come in and half-ass and treat my kids a different way. That's not okay. And so my advice, and take it with a grain of salt, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, you guys. I'm winging it. I can tell you right now, I'm not healed from the rejection. I'm not. I still have a little resentment. I still struggle. I still, you know, make snide remarks. Unfortunately, I'm working on this, you know, to my husband. I'm like, oh my God. And that stuff isn't okay. There's a lot of immature ways that I've dealt with this. So that's not what I'm encouraging you to do. But what I'm going to say is, say your piece. have the big talk. Yeah, it's uncomfortable, but you'd rather be uncomfortable for a minute and have a lifetime of real than just fucking be fake. And that's where I'm at. I'm at the point of the fake is exhausting. It's just not fun. And it's so like, ugh. It's just, ugh. Okay. Like, I get it. People are good people. You know, they're good people, but I would not give them 5 stars when it comes to how they have treated my family at all. And, you know, I guess it does say a lot about a person. So they have a lot of people fooled that they're these really great, you know, great people. They care about everybody, but everybody but us. So I've not dealt with that rejection, you guys. Obviously, you could tell there's a little petty Betty going on. But I did communicate this stuff. I said all of these things, you know, I explained like how you're hurting my husband, how you're hurting my older kids. And nothing changed. And that's the point of healing that I have to grow through, is that they showed me exactly who they were. I communicated, I expressed my emotions, I expressed my feelings in several conversations. Okay. This is what you have to do. Express your feelings. I was straight up. I said all the truth I needed to say. And then all I could do from there is to see if actions would change. Nothing changed. So they showed me who they were. And I'm just now starting to realize, like, dude, that's really who they are. And it's kind of a grieving process. So I'm in that stage of, like, you know, not accepting it, kind of, you know, making light of it, trying to laugh and joke. And that's when I make comments. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be funny. But the truth is, I'm fucking hurt. I'm hurt. And I felt like, you know, my kids and I deserved a lot better. I look at my husband and my God, this man absolutely deserved better too. 100%. And so, you know, I know he feels that little stretch of, you know, just kind of being in the middle. And that's, it's definitely not fair. It's not fair. And, you know, when you love someone, you want to protect them. You want to, you know, you want to kick someone's ass if they're hurting the people that you love. 100%. Like, I, you know, there's a part of me that's like, man, I want them to feel that hurt. But what's going to be the best thing for me and my family is to just keep remembering that it is us. We're doing fine. Yes, my kids, you know, they got hurt and they're just going to have to see this because my younger kids asked for their grandparents, right? So that it's a part of the conversation. And, you know, unfortunately, they're going to grow up and see the truth as well. And they're going to be cynical, right? It's fun when they're little kids and they don't see the truth. But when they get older and realize that the family was treated different, they're treated different, they're not going to be okay with that. That's not how we raised them. We didn't raise them to accept less than, you know, us being a whole. We're a whole ass family. All of us are none of us. And that's how we roll. And they're going to grow into that. And that sucks. It sucks because nobody wins, you know? Absolutely. Speak your piece. And then you're just going to have to grow through it. And it fucking sucks. I'm coming from experience, you guys. This is probably like, you know, the biggest level of immaturity in my life right now is processing this, because I felt like I got comfortable. I got comfortable in feeling like I was untouchable. I've been rejected my whole life and I healed through a lot of that. If I can get over my own mom rejecting me, then why is it bothering me that my husband's family rejected me? You know what I mean? Like, why is that bothering me? And it's not so much me, it's the rejection of my kids and it's the rejection of my husband. It's that he is such a great person. Like, if I was his mom, I would be so proud. Like, this dude would not hear it enough. I would just be celebrating him all the time, doing whatever I could to just help him and be a part of what he's doing. You guys, he's got 6 fucking kids. He works his ass off for us. And on top of that, he has pushed and inspired and motivated me to live my dreams, whatever that looks like. And it changes all the time because there's so much I want to do, but he's always fucking there. Always there. He has grown so much as a person. If I was his mom, okay? Oh my God, the world would get sick of hearing me brag. That's a fact. And I hate that he doesn't have that. I hate that, you know, at his core, he should be celebrated and connected with, and he's worth getting emotionally connected to because he is so fucking solid. It breaks my heart, and it just makes me pissed all over again. Like, it just sucks. We don't win, but I can assure you what it has promised for our future. Okay. This is what I know to be true. I will become everything I ever needed. I've done it for myself. I've done it for my kids. So guess what? I don't have that support system. I will be the support system. Okay. When my kids are coming into their relationships and getting married and doing the things, I will be everything we didn't have. Their babies, I don't care how they got here. When my kids are married, that's family. 100%. Whatever comes with that, we will own that. We will support that. We will stay emotionally connected. We will stay involved. We will be all up in their faces. Okay. So yeah, my kids didn't get the grandparent experience. I will make sure their kids have it. Okay. So that's it. You take that pain and you make something better out of it. So what do? You become that which you need. 100%. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to kill it in the grandparent game, no matter what that looks like. Okay. And that's it. There, no question, when a couple gets married and there's kids involved, that those kids become your kids. That's it. 100%. And that's, I mean, I don't take that for granted. Not for one second that I have that life with my husband, that's what he chose to do. Not for a second. And while I can't, you know, as a parent, we can't protect people from hurting us. What we can focus on is what we have and what's solid. We've had each other. It's the eight of us, ride or die. We are here. We're doing the damn thing. That's all that matters. That's it. And everybody else misses out. I don't play that game. If you're not here, you're not here. That's it. That's it. No, you know, I know it's a lot. I know it sucks, but I just have the tough conversations, you know, have the tough conversations. I promise that's going to be what changes every relationship in your life, is having those conversations. Then you're going to stop feeling exhausted with all the fake bullshit. Okay. None of the gossip shit. Let's talk about other people. Let's talk about, you know, the weather. How's the weather? Like, come on, man. Let's real talk. But moving on from that, I wanted to keep that shorter, but, I just bared all my dirty laundry for you guys, so you can see that Brandon Lynette does not have her shit together. She doesn't have it all figured out. And in a lot of ways, she's still super immature. Okay. it's okay, because eventually I'll get there. I want to talk about the relationship with yourself now. Okay. I'm going to be giving you guys a fuck ton of information on how to strengthen your relationships with everybody else. Okay. But I think what the key and where we need to start is that having a productive relationship with yourself is key. It's the most important relationship you're ever going to have. Most of the struggle you have, that inner dialogue, you just don't know yourself. You're probably avoiding everything about you. That's why you try to help other people. That's why you're in everybody else's business. That's why you're trying to do all the things, because we don't want to address our shortcomings. Key in point, Brandon. I'm guilty of the same thing, you guys. I'm not telling you stuff I don't experience. That's the truth. We don't want to face when we're being immature. We don't want to take responsibility for that. We don't want to admit when we're hurt. And I did that. The other day I told my husband, I'm just fucking hurt. I'm hurt. The kids are hurt. And now we just have to process that. We have to go ahead and grieve. That's it. Nobody wants to do that. It's not fun. It's a very vulnerable position. Like, I gave people power to hurt me, and they did. And it never stopped, even though I communicated. I guess I was just waiting for some miracle. But what's the best thing I can do is just focus on what I need to fill whole right now. It's not that we were rejected, okay? That's the truth. These people just don't have the space and capacity to handle how big our love is. And that's the truth. I'm just going to say it. Okay. We are amazing. We're an amazing family. We have incredible hearts and minds and souls. And I'm speaking for all of my kids. We are magic, and it's just too much for people sometimes. So I wouldn't call it rejection, But having to face that and admit hurt is hard. And you're probably struggling with that. There is something that you know is a shortcoming, or thoughts that you have that aren't the greatest, that you just aren't bringing to the light. But the truth is, you can't escape yourself. You're stuck. Okay. So we may as well make the best of this. And I think step number one is to start your day with gratitude and positive thinking. Instead of reaching over for your phone right away to check the weather, or if you're my husband, to get on your work app, it's going to fuck up your whole day. You don't want to see if, you know, you got all your lives back in Candy Crush. You need to first spend time on yourself. Mentally list a few things that make you grateful to be alive. If this is your first thought, you open your eyes and you're just like, God, thank you. Thank you. Tell yourself something positive. Give yourself that intention of having a good day and to be able to say, look, no matter what happens, okay, just because you get a flat tire doesn't mean you have to have a bad day. Absolutely not. But it's to understand that you can face these things and control your reaction, be able to maintain your emotions, regulate them, and still choose to have a good day. Focus on the things that are happening for you, not to you. List your positive qualities. Journaling is key in my life, okay? Your thoughts, your life, that's worth recording. So take time every evening or every morning, just write a few minutes, okay? Set a timer for 3 to 5 minutes. That's it. You're going to gain a lot of insight and appreciation for your life. Show yourself that it matters. Then you've got to let go of that avoidance behavior. What do you do when you're feeling emotionally under the weather? What are you doing? Are you shopping? Are you eating? Are you getting online? Instead of avoiding yourself, I want you just to sit with yourself and I want you to breathe. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Notice your feelings. Notice your body sensations. All of it. Let yourself feel all of this. If you are avoiding this moment, it's going to prolong the cycle, okay? You, in time, your negative emotions are going to start to dissipate without attempts to hide from them, 100%. Pray. That's part of that gratitude. Just a few minutes at a time, closing your mind, closing your thoughts, getting into that meditative state. Spend time on what it looks like to develop personally. What do you feel the need to learn? What is the one thing you know would change your life if you worked on it? Is it your social skills, relaxation skills, networking, your relationship with Christ? You spend so much time doing these things for other people. It's time to stop and take a break and deal with your own shit, okay? Have some fun. When's the last time you genuinely had fun? I baked today. I haven't done that for a very long time. You guys, I don't even know when the last time, probably like last winter, maybe. But it's fun for me. I absolutely love it. I did that today. No worrying about what I needed to do, not stressing about Bible study, not freaking out that I needed to do a podcast. I just was in the moment. I had fun. Maybe you want to go take ballroom dance lessons. Do it. Maybe fun for you is just reading a book. Go out with a friend. The biggest thing I want you to do is to forgive yourself. I'm working on that. I can beat myself up all day long for sitting around and waiting for a family that was never going to accept us. I could beat myself up for that. I could beat myself up for how I responded, how I reacted, how I carried myself. Instead of just holding my head high and understanding that, yeah, this hurts and I'm going to move on, I harbored ugly feelings, ugly thoughts, resentments, anger, hatred. That stuff festered in me. I was hurting myself, not anybody else. They don't give a shit if I feel bad. They're doing their own thing. They're with their real grandkids, right? They're just building their own little thing. They're not worried about how we're feeling. So why was I trying to, you know, poison myself by thinking bad about them and wanting them to suffer? I mean, their suffering comes having not been a part of us. That sucks for them. And someday, it's going to hit them hard. And that's not my problem. My problem right now is forgiving myself for the mistakes, for how I handled it. All the mistakes in my life, you guys, you can't beat yourself up for the rest of your life. Okay. It's like you get arrested, you go to court, you get your sentence, You pay the price, you get out, you're free. Not in our minds. In the court of your brain, you think you have to pay for that shit forever. You have to let go of your past. Forgive yourself and move forward. That's it. Taking care of yourself, like just proper grooming, okay? Shower. Go to the salon. Do your hair. Keep a high standard of taking care of yourself in that sense, okay? Take good care of yourself, and this is how you show the world how much you mean to yourself. 100%. And do it because you love to do it. You want to take care of your body. You want it to feel good. You know, you want your skin to be soft. So you're going to take extra time for the lotion. You're going to, you know, moisturize your face. You're going to do these things and take pride in how you're looking. 100%. I might wear sweats here and there, but I guarantee my face is on point. Okay. My makeup is on point. I might dress homeless, but you will see that the skin is a priority. Okay. And you guys have to learn to ask for help. No one can handle everything all of the time. Sooner or later, we all need help, okay? Get the help you need. You are worth it. How well do you know yourself? How well do you manage yourself? You have so much to offer. Do something for you. This is the most important relationship in your life. Be kind. Start to honor. This is the only meat suit you're getting in this lifetime, babe. That's it. This body. Honor it. Love it. Stop hating it. Stop beating it up. Stop poisoning your mind with all the substance abuse. Stop trying to escape reality and just embrace it. Be in this moment. Find the beauty in the here and now. Heal yourself inside and out. You're worth it. I love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm not sure when I'm going to see you again, but you can catch me on Facebook Lives. You could catch me in my class and sign up for email alerts if you haven't. Make sure you are subscribed so that when my next episode pops up, you're going to hear it. I'm not sure when I'll be back. I didn't think I was going to do any podcasts this week, but here we are. I definitely know I won't be doing one for Thanksgiving. So y'all pray for me that I don't embarrass my kids on this 5K. And I just hope you have an incredible holiday. Speak your truths and avoid having to spend time with people that are draining you because it's just a fake ass relationship. Get real with yourself. Get real with everyone in your life. And that's it. Make magic happen, baby.